What stood out in Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah's first Ramadan speech was his lashing out at the March 14 alliance. Nasrallah accused March 14 of involvement in a foreign campaign against the resistance. The aim of this campaign, he said, the disarmament of Hezbollah. He added that the March 14 participation in the National Dialogue sessions ever since 2006 was only for the sake of stripping the resistance of its arms.
They will not discuss our proposal for a national defense strategy because this is not what is required. Ever since 2000, only one thing has been required, and it will continue to be required as long as March 14 are committed with the U.S. and the West, and that is the disarmament of the resistance.
Hezbollah's chief at the same time sent a clear message to his internal opponents that the status quo related to Hezbollah's weapons and how they are used would not change. He argued that turning the arms of Hezbollah to the Lebanese army was not an option, nor was that of putting these weapons under the command of the state. Both these steps, he said, would eliminate the balance of fear which now exists between Lebanon and Israel.
You have to have efficiency and capability and be able to move in, move out very rapidly with those weapons. Mobility is going to be absolutely key. And large conventional armies will not be the answer because of the 2006 war, which Hezbollah was engaged in. They learned a lot from that. There are always lessons learned from previous engagements. They learned a lot from that. They also now know what to do, what not to do.
Nasrallah called instead for a defense strategy based on cooperation between a strong Lebanese army and a strong popular resistance, calling on the state to respond positively to offers made by Iran to provide effective weaponry to the Lebanese army. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah had some clear-cut criticism and some clear-cut messages to the March 14 alliance. His somewhat firm stance could be interpreted as a response to some March 14 members who have hinted that Hezbollah is no longer as strong as it used to be, with the battle being waged against its ally Bashar al-Assad in Syria. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.